Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
On December 2nd of 2025, a Massachusetts state trooper named Nicholas Guarino sat in Norfolk County courtroom with a binder. Just a binder, big old binder, hundreds of pages of printouts. And for hours, he read Google searches out loud to a jury of 16 people who had to sit there and absorb what a man types into a search bar when he thinks no one will ever see it. Brian Walsh is on trial for murdering his wife, Anna. He says he didn't do it. He says she just died. Suddenly, unexpectedly, rolled off the bed and was gone. After a New Year's Eve dinner party. And that he panicked. That's the defense. Panic. Here's what panic looks like, allegedly. Starting at 4:52 in the morning on January 1st, 2023. Before I go into, literally, I know we've heard the Google searches before. This is beyond anything you've heard before, because this is literally hundreds of them. And we're going to go through a good chunk, okay? This is not just like the 10 that we've heard before. There is a lot of new, a lot of crazy, a lot you're going to really want to hear. Before we get into it, press subscribe wherever you're listening to us, or if you're on YouTube, please hit subscribe there. And I'd love to hear your reactions in the comment section. Like, I'd really be curious. Like, type in the search you want to comment on and give me your reaction. Because this is just, you're in for a treat of crazy. So, let's get into it. 4:52 a.m., the morning of January 1st, 2023, best ways to dispose of a body. Not, what do I do if someone dies? Not how to call 911. Not CPR instructions. Not, is my wife breathing? Best ways to dispose of a body. That was the first one. It was not the last. Let me walk you through what Trooper Guarino read to that jury, search by search, hour by hour, because the timestamps matter, the progression matters, the specificity matters. This isn't a man in shock. This is a man with a to-do list. Let's wind back a little bit before the murders, December 27th. 5 days before we get to January 1st, we need to go back because according to the testimony, Brian Welsh's search history tells a story that starts before his wife disappeared. So that day, December 27th, 2022, just after midnight, 12:06 a.m., Brian Welsh is on the adult website that ends in the word hub. The title of the video he's watching, Cheating Wife Seduces Another Man to Impregnate Her. He stays on the site for about 7 minutes. I'll let everybody kind of just use their imagination there. Like, okay, he held up for 7 minutes. Clicks into the live video chat room, and then he's done. Same day, later that evening, around 8:30 p.m., a different kind of search begins. Best divorce strategies for men on Yahoo. He's using the Yahoo. Best day to divorce a man. Best and five worst states to get divorced in the U.S. Washington, D.C., divorce lawyer laws. And Google, Washington, D.C., that's where Anna worked. That's where she commuted to every single week. And if we're to garner anything from his search history, he's concerned his wife may be cheating, looking up divorce, and then just for the hell of it, he's like, you know what? I'm going to somehow use this for that. Let me get the tissues. Okay. That's where, according to prosecutors in D.C., she was having an affair with a man named William Fasto, a realtor. He's expected to testify. So on December 27th, Brian Welsh watched content about a cheating wife. Then spent the evening researching divorce strategies and lawyers in the city where his wife was allegedly sleeping with someone else. 5 days later, she was gone. But the searches on December 27th didn't stop at divorce. At 8:57 p.m., Brian Welsh logged into his Chase credit card account, and according to the testimony, he stayed in that account, clicking around all the way through to the record of the binder. To record 1026 in the binder, page after page of financial records, a man taking stock. So he's literally going through next, page after page as he's looking at the Chase credit card information. Then we go to January 1st, the day all of the madness starts, the day Anna's dead, New Year's Eve. The Walshes hosted a dinner party at their home in Cohasset, Massachusetts on New Year's Eve. Anna's former boss was there. They had wine. They celebrated. According to Brian, he and Anna went to bed around 1 or 1:30 in the morning. And then at 3:49 a.m., someone logged into a Gmail account through the web browser on Brian Walsh's MacBook. The login activities continues until 3:50 a.m. And then at 4:52 a.m., less than an hour later, the searches begin. At 9:52 a.m., best ways to dispose of a body. Google search. 3 minutes later, how long before a body starts to smell? 3 minutes after that, how to stop a body from decomposing? 5:20, how to embalm a body? So if you just found your wife dead, just say, suddenly, just, you had nothing to do with it, she just died. You think you're going to Google how to, and suddenly you're going to be an embalmer in your house? He's not calling anyone. He's not crying. He's not sitting in shock. He's taking notes. 5:47 a.m., 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. This one matters because Brian Welsh didn't just click on it. According to Trooper Guarino's testimony, he read the entire article, the website, some content farm called waterculture.com, breaks their articles into multiple pages, advertising reasons, keeps you clicking. Brian Walsh clicked page one, page two, page three, all the way to page 11. The timestamps prove it. Page two loads at one time. Page six loads at 5:47 a.m. Page seven loads a different time. Page 11, the final page, loads at 5:48 a.m. in 22 seconds. 11 pages. He read an 11-page article about disposing of a body at 6 in the morning on New Year's Day while his three children slept upstairs. And the visit count on some of those pages, 4, meaning he'd been there before or he went back. At 6:24 a.m., the searches shift. 6:24:04. How long for someone to be missing to inheritance on Yahoo? Because God knows Yahoo's where you go if you want to figure out how to inherit money from someone who died just moments earlier. There it is. 90 minutes into this, and he's thinking about the money. Then at 6:25, how long for someone to be missing to be dead? Going back to Yahoo. Not how long, how do I report a missing person? Not what do I tell the kids? How long until she's legally dead? How long until he can inherit? At 6:34, can you throw away body parts? He went to Google for that one. That's a real question he typed into the search engine. That wasn't autofill on his own device in his own house. Can you throw away body parts? Yeah. Hey, Mr. Trash Man, you know, it's a big load. We had a big holiday party the other night. Don't worry if you find a femur. It's okay. Google says I can put it in there. There's a gap after that, about an hour. Then at 7:44 a.m., a different kind of search. Tishman Speyer, Washington, D.C. He's going back and forth between Yahoo and Google a lot. According to the testimony, there were multiple searches about Tishman Speyer. That's a real estate company in Washington, D.C., where Anna worked, where her alleged affair was happening. Brian Walsh was looking up information about the world his wife lived in when she wasn't home and after she was dead. And then at 7:48:04, Lowe's. Hardware store, tools. We'll come back to that. Now the search gets clinical. At 9:29 a.m., what does formaldehyde do? He chose Google to get those answers. How long does DNA last? At 9:33, and a minute later, is it possible to clean DNA off a knife? The testimony noted something here. The search pulled up an article with a redirect URL. Is it possible to clean DNA off a knife? And there was a related question beneath it about Slate.news. Brian Walsh clicked through. The system redirected him to a similar piece of content. He stayed on that page for about a minute, then moved on. And then at 9:35 and 52 seconds a.m., can identification be made on partial human remains? Partial remains, not a body, but parts. How to dispose of a cell phone, Google search at 9:59. And then how to dispose of a computer. 30 seconds apart, he's thinking about evidence now, digital evidence, the kind that tracks you, the kind that remembers. And then at 10:29 in the morning, this. I am a user on my wife's credit card. She is missing. Can I still use the card? Read that again. His wife is allegedly dead in his house. He's been Googling body disposal for 6 hours, and he wants to know if he can keep using her credit card. 13 seconds later, at 10:29, my wife is missing. What should I do? You think that question would come first? It didn't. The credit card came first. And at 10:30 a.m., your spouse is missing, and you want a divorce. Hello, divorce. That's a website, Hello Divorce. He clicked on it. His wife has been missing for a few hours, according to his own story, and he's reading about divorce proceedings. By late morning, the searches turn to disposal methods, specific ones. At 11:28:43, ways to dispose of body parts after murder. 11:28, six ways to dispose of a body. This is from murdermurdermurder.com. That's real. That URL is real. Murdermurdermurder.com. He went there. He read it. At 10:34 a.m., dismemberment and the best ways to dispose of a body. At 11:41, cleaning up a dead body. Wired YouTube. A YouTube video from Wired magazine. He watched it, or at least clicked it. Now the cleaning
searches begin. Why is that an article or YouTube video on Wired? Anyway, 11:44 in 32 seconds. How to clean blood from a wood floor? Google search. Can I use bleach to clean my wood floors from blood stains? Luminol to detect blood. He's learning what investigators use, what chemicals reveal, what he's trying to hide. What does bleach do to dead bodies at 12:10, 12:18? Want to get away with murder? Use special detergent. Discover magazine. That's a headline, an actual article. He found it. He clicked on it. He read about detergent at 12:21. Is it better to throw away crime scene clothes or wash them? At 12:48, how to use hydrogen peroxide on blood stains. At 12:48 and 43 seconds, clean blood stains with hydrogen peroxide. Another video, 43 seconds after the surgeon. He's watching a tutorial. 12:53, should I use hydrogen peroxide on blood stains in concrete? Concrete, not just wood floors now, concrete, the basement, maybe, the garage. By early afternoon, he's thinking about getting caught. At 1:43, can the FBI tell when you accessed your phone? 1:52, does the dishwasher clean blood? The dishwasher. He wants to know if he can run bloody remains through the dishwasher. At 1:52, is it possible that a knife which had blood on it remains contaminated with HIV after it's been washed with hot water and dish soap? Quora. That's the full search, word for word, read in open court. Is it possible that a knife which had blood on it remains contaminated with HIV after it has been washed with hot water and dish soap? A question about a knife, about blood, about whether soap and hot water are enough. Somewhere in there, the testimony confirmed it, but didn't give an exact timestamp for this one. Brian Walsh searched for Patrick Kearney. Patrick Kearney was a serial killer. They called him the trash bag killer. He murdered people and disposed of their bodies in garbage bags. Brian Walsh Googled him, learned about his method, and moved on. Then comes January 2nd, day two. The searches didn't stop when the sun came up. They continued into January 2nd, and they got worse. 2 a.m., how to remove a SIM card from an iPhone. 15 seconds later, he's on Apple Support's website reading instructions. At 2:01, how to remove a hard drive from an Apple laptop. He's thinking about devices now, what they store, what they remember, what can be traced. At 5:24, TJ Maxx near me, Norwell, Yahoo. TJ Maxx at 5 in the morning. According to prosecutors, Brian Walsh went shopping that day, bought towels, bath mats, men's clothing, rugs, replacing things. At 10:32, how long do stores keep security footage? He knows he's on camera somewhere. He wants to know how long those tapes until they get erased. And then just after noon, the dismemberment searches begin. At 12:27, how to saw a body. At 12:27 and 43 seconds, how to dismember a body. 12 seconds apart. At 12:33, hacksaw, the best tool for dismembering a body? He's not reading articles about grief. He's not looking up funeral homes. He's comparison shopping for saws. At 12:42, details of dismemberment discussed in murder trial. Wayne 15, it's a news station, a news article, about another case, another murder trial where dismemberment was discussed. He's doing research, case studies. At 12:47, can you be charged with murder without a body? At 12:47 and 10 seconds, murder conviction without a body. Wikipedia for that one. 9 seconds later, he's on Wikipedia reading about cases where there's no corpse. At 12:57, no corpse, no problem. Notable murder convictions without a body. A&E True Crime. He clicked on that article, read about people who got caught anyway. People who thought no body meant no case. They were wrong. At 1:12, can you identify a body with broken teeth?
broken teeth, dental records. He's thinking about identification, about what's left when everything else is gone. At 114, disposing of a body in the trash. Still going back to that simple thing. Let's just put her out in the trash. And then the real estate searches start. At 134, Cadam West Apartment Rentals, Brockton, Massachusetts, Zillow. At 136, Claremont Apartment Rentals, Abington, Mass, Zillow. Apartment complexes, dumpsters. According to prosecutors, surveillance footage would later show Brian Walsh driving to apartment complexes in Abington and Brockton, getting out of his car with heavy garbage bags and throwing them into dumpsters. By afternoon, he's worried about smell, because at 2:51, what powder masks smell the best? At 7:09, can I mix white vinegar to stop smells? Then January 3rd comes around, and we're on to day 3. The search continues, and he can't stop, and he won't stop. At 1:15, can baking soda make a dead body smell good? Not less bad, not mask the odor, but good. Can baking soda make a dead body smell good? At 5:03, cleaning up body without leaving a trace. Aftermath Services. Aftermath Services is a crime scene cleanup company. They have a blog, Tips and Tricks. Brian Walsh was reading it at 5 in the morning. At 6:55, are footprints easy to wash away? He's thinking about what he's leaving behind every step. Later that day, more decomposition questions. At 10:22, how long for a dismembered body to decompose? At 10:55, he's back on Yahoo. Body found at a trash can or trash station. He's checking. He wants to know if they're finding things. If the trash is being searched, if the bags are being opened. At 11:25 p.m., can a body decompose in a plastic bag? That's on Yahoo. And this one at 7:30, can police get your search history without your computer? The answer is, as it turns out, yes. Yes, they can. Then January 4th, we're up to the last searches. Does a cell phone track your historical location? Looking on Yahoo for that. That's the last search before the gap. January 4th, after that, nothing. No searches related to bodies or disposal or evidence or DNA. From January 4th at 8:55 a.m. until January 7th at 3:58 p.m. Almost 4 days, the search history goes quiet. And then on January 7th at 3:58 p.m., Chase credit card login, Google search, back to normal, back to finances, back to life. That same day, Brian Walsh was interviewed by police. He told him Anna had left for the airport January 1st, said that she took a ride share, said he hadn't seen her since, said there's no ride, there was no ride share, there was no Uber, there was no Lyft, no record of Anna Walsh leaving the house. While Brian was searching for ways to dispose of a body, investigators were searching for Anna. They found her belongings in dumpsters near his mother's apartment in Swamp Scott. They found a hacksaw, a hatchet, bloody towels, a Tyvek suit, her boots, the one she was last seen wearing, her Hermes watch, her COVID vaccination card, her Prada purse. At a trash processing facility in Peabody, they found a knife with blood and bone fragments, and Anna's DNA was on the hacksaw, on the hatchet, on the Tyvek suit. Brian Walsh's DNA was on the suit, too. Her body has never been found. According to prosecutors, surveillance footage showed Brian Walsh at the Home Depot on January 2nd buying $450 worth of supplies, mops, buckets, tarps, goggles, a hatchet, baking soda, cleaning products. He was wearing a face mask and rubber gloves while he pushed the cart. Later that day, cameras caught a man resembling Brian Walsh at an apartment complex in Abington, getting out of the car near a dumpster carrying a garbage bag. And according to the prosecutor, he's leaning, and it appears to be heavy, and he has to heft it into the dumpster. He went to multiple locations, multiple dumpsters, spreading it out. On January 4th, the day Anna's coworkers reported her missing, Brian Walsh went to Home Goods and TJ Maxx, making good on that search. He bought towels, bath mats, and men's clothing. At 4:15 p.m., he went to Lowe's, bought squeegees and a trash can. Brian Walsh's attorney, Larry Tipton, told the jury that his client did not kill Anna. He says Brian found her dead in their bed, unexplainably dead, suddenly dead, and he panicked. He never thought anyone would believe that Anna Walsh was alive 1 minute and dead the next, Tipton said. All he could think about was those three boys.
Yeah, he was sort of thinking about those three boys. The Google searches, according to the defense, those are Brian's wrestling with the fact that Anna Walsh was dead. On a cross-examination, Tipton asked Trooper Guarino whether searching how to dispose of a body might return innocent results, like maybe directions to a cemetery. Guarino said he'd have to search it to see. I'm sure he would. Tipton made one other point during cross. He noted that all the searches about body disposal, every single one, happened after 4:52 a.m. on January 1st. Nothing before. No searches about killing someone, no searches about murder methods, no searches about how to make a death look accidental, the implication being Brian Walsh didn't plan this. He just reacted to it. But here's what Tipton didn't mention, the divorce searches. Because on December 27th, the adult side about cheating wives, the D.C. lawyers, the financial records, the research into his wife's world in Washington, that was before. That was the week before. Brian Walsh said he and Anna went to bed around 1:30 a.m. on January 1st. At 4:52 a.m., he searched best ways to dispose of a body. That's a three-hour window. 3 hours between, good night, honey, I love you, happy new year, and how do I get rid of her? What happened in those 3 hours? We don't know. We may never know. Anna Walsh's body has never been recovered. There's no autopsy. There is no cause of death. No crime scene that hasn't been scrubbed with hydrogen peroxide and bleach and whatever else Brian Walsh learned in his late night tutorials. What we have is a search history, hundreds of queries typed by a man who thought the internet would forget. How long does DNA last? Is it possible to clean DNA off a knife? How can you be charged with murder without a body? Hacksaw, best tool for dismembering. Can baking soda make a dead body smell good? And my personal favorite, the one that tells you everything about where his head was at. I am a user on my wife's credit card. She is missing. Can I still use the card? Anna Walsh was 39 years old. She was a real estate executive. She had three sons under the age of 10. She was last seen at a dinner party in her own home, celebrating New Year's Eve with her husband and a friend. No one has seen her since. She hasn't accessed her bank account. She hasn't logged into her email. Her phone has made no calls. Her credit card show no charges. Her JetBlue account shows no flights. She didn't board a plane to D.C. on January 1st. She didn't take a rideshare to the airport. She didn't leave. Her husband says she died in bed suddenly without explanation and that he panicked. But panic doesn't search for hacksaws. Panic doesn't read 11 pages about body disposal. Panic doesn't ask Google whether the dishwasher cleans blood and evaporates HIV. Brian Walsh typed his confession into a search bar, one question at a time, hour after hour, for 3 days straight. And then he went back to checking his credit card balance like nothing happened. The internet remembers everything, every click, every query, every visit to murdermurdermurder.com. And now so does that jury. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That is where you will find our YouTube channel. That is where you can comment on this and the many cases that we follow for you. And please, if you don't mind, hit subscribe while you're there. Our goal, we're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. It's going to be a tight goal to reach. We'll hit that around that time. With your help, we might be able to do it. So please do hit subscribe. If you want to keep up with this content and all of the stories that we are following, especially this one, this is going to continue to go on this trial likely for several weeks, and we'll be here for every minute of it. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, You can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.